Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We want to go back to the Holy Land with the 7 days in the Holy Land with Franklin Graham taking his daughter, Sissy Graham Lynch. And we started on a previous program, but we're going to just take you on that tour because he's taking her on this tour to be able to show her specifically what where the Bible's talking about. They read the Bible, and then he begins to explain it. As a matter of fact, let's go there right now to the tour. This one's in Jerusalem.
This is Jerusalem. What do you think, Sissy?
Just incredible how much history is here, but how much history is to come.
There's just so much to see here. When you think of Jerusalem, is one corner over here toward the Herod's Gate. Over here is the Dung Gate. This is the Eastern Gate or the Golden Gate. You have the Temple Mount, and the whole city is that right there. Think of the blood that has been shed, the wars that have been fought, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Syrians, the Egyptians, and those that have come against this city and have marched against this city and the times it's been destroyed. And the children of Israel, Sissy, would turn to God, and then all of a sudden they'd have peace and prosperity, and they would forget God. And then they would get in trouble, they'd have enemies come against them, they would have plagues, they would have famines, they would have armies march against them, and then they would call upon the name of the Lord. You know, it's not much different with us today. You know, people, when they get sick, they call, oh, pray for us. But when they're doing well, they don't want God, and then they call on Him when they get in trouble. And so what the children of Israel did, we just look at ourselves, that's what we do today. Many people don't ever call on the name of God unless they're in trouble.
I'm so grateful to be here with my dad. He knows so much about the history of this chosen land. And I'm looking forward to reading and studying the scriptures with him in the very places where these amazing events happened.
This is so exciting. You know, wow. Stay tuned. We're going to continue to stay with Franklin and Sissy. I want to pray right now. Let's pray together. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for these law enforcement officers that are out every day protecting us, Lord. I pray that you would send angels to protect them, Lord God. I thank you for what happened in Gainesville. Let that be an example to all of us, Father God. And I pray for each and every one, Lord, for this revival that's coming, this wave of revival, Lord God, and that you'll use anyone who'll stand up and say, here I am, Lord, send me. I just pray for that driving enthusiasm for 2016, Father God. We pray this in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening,
yes,
we pray,
Lord.
In Jesus' name. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.